Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, Griff.
Hi.
Was it yesterday you saw it?
Last night, yeah, at the Music Box in Chicago at 9:30 p.m.
70mm with the great big sound system. 1 to 23 jujubes. What do you give it?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the jujube meter.
1 to 23 jujubes. What do you give it?
Oh, I'd go 18.
So you
didn't
love you didn't yeah. either. You didn't love you did not love it either, did you?
I liked it a lot. No, I didn't love it like some people, but okay. I really liked it.
All right, tell me what you liked about the movie, then tell me what you didn't like about Dunkirk.
Well, I'm also seeing this movie in response, and in my head I can't get you out of it the whole time because I know you're very vocal about why you didn't like it.
Okay.
And so your voice was nagging at me the whole time, and I immediately saw how you loved Christopher Nolan's last movie, Interstellar, and yet didn't much love this one, because each of Nolan's movies is a puzzle. There's some, like, central gimmick, and do you know what I mean? And in this one, there's the altered, the three different timelines. You're on land, and that one lasts a week. You also see the Dunkirk from the sea, and that lasts one day. And then there's the aviation to the sky, which lasts 1 hour. And it's playing with these three different timelines, you know?
I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was land, sea, and air, but I was confused.
Did you
because
see the movie?
Well,
did you see it?
I saw the movie, and some of the scenes were at night, and then they'd cut to a guy during the day, and I go, well, what's up with that?
It's a puzzle. He's obsessed with this thing. He made a movie called the Prestige, which functions like a magic trick. He's very gimmicky. Which is maybe a
would have been nice if they told us that, if he'd just come out before the film and go, okay, just so you know, I'm into puzzles.
It absolutely does, but we don't have any time to talk about that. It says in the beginning, it says 1 hour, land, or one week, land, one day, see. But
it says that on the, it said that on the screen?
It 100% says
okay,
that
I'm sure it did, and I'm
beginning.
Sure I saw that, and I happen to be fluent in English, but it would have been nice if they had just dwelled on the sort of MO of this film a little more, but never mind that. Tell us what you liked about the movie.
Well, I like the puzzle of it. Usually his puzzles can be a little convoluted for convolution's sake or superfluous to actual meaning of the movie, but here I actually thought it was useful. You see different perspectives in this one grand event, and it shows you that this one horrible thing that happened to hundreds of thousands of people was not the same to any one of them. They all experienced it differently. And I found that very powerful near the end of this movie. There's this complicated sense of what actually happened, even though like love of country does overwhelm them briefly, or a complicated sense of defeat at the end, even though they survived, they, you know, were defeated.
Yeah, sure. They were a little conflicted at the end. Some of them.
Churchill calls it like a horrible, I can't remember his exact wording, but it was not a win by any means, but they did survive. That's what the movie is about, I think, is survival. It's like experiential. So you don't learn about like the nuances of warfare or naval strategy that were going on in this at all. You don't even learn about the characters at all.
Nope.
They're only built through performances. You don't know anything about their backstory.
Nope.
It's purely experiential. You have to buy into that. And if you don't, I could understand why you wouldn't like it, but
if they would have told me, if when they were throwing up hour, day, week, if they would have gone, by the way, this is experiential, we're not going to really help you with this. You just have to let it. Then I would have gone, oh, okay, it's going to be like that. I got 90 seconds.
You can feel that at like 10 minutes in, though? Like, okay, this is probably what I'm in for.
A friend of mine here at work, I kept going, hey, at some point he's going to just break her down for me, but he didn't. A friend of mine at work made that leap about halfway through. You made it sooner.
Yeah.
I'm happy for all of you. I got a minute left. Tell me things that you didn't like about the movie.
I think there are limits to the kind of story that you can tell with that kind of filmmaking. It reminded me of Gravity a little bit, too, which is just all constant screw tightening. It's not even tension and release. It's just tension and tension. It's just the constant struggle to survive. You get through one obstacle and there's immediately another one. And I think there is a limit to the kind of story you can tell with that. And like,
you were tense in this movie. You were like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Absolutely. Oh
you
my
knew,
gosh. Yeah.
You knew how it's going to end. I mean, this is history. It's Dunkirk.
Have you ever seen a movie based on a real event, though? You know how they're all going to end.
All right, but I'm like, well, I know they're all going to survive, and I just think he missed such huge opportunities.
You don't know that they're all going to survive. I mean, they're being bombed. You don't know who. I mean, I don't know.
But there was so little interest in the individual characters that if one of them had died,
we don't need
to talk in any great detail here, but I mean, I'm not vested in any of them. But don't you think they missed an opportunity to show the grand sweep of this thing?
I like that they didn't tend towards that. That's what I think the strength of the movie is, that it takes you to the ground level, right, into personal experiences. That's what they chose to do. But I will say, it's true that you don't know anything about any of these characters, and I do think that that is not a fatal flaw. I think the movie works pretty well. But, it did rub up against me sometimes where I felt like, oh, I wish I cared more about this guy.
All right, time's up here. The interview's over. I don't know what's more frustrating to me, going to the movie or hearing your review of this movie now, because you liked it, you experienced it on a level that I couldn't. Maybe I should go back and give it one more try. You know what I mean?
I think it's fine that you didn't like it. That's okay. I just did.
I feel like I failed the film because I didn't appreciate it. That's my problem.
Expectations are everything. It's been a big summer for overrating movies. It happened with Baby Driver 2. It happened with a lot of good movies that are good but not great.
I'll talk to you another day. Thank you, Griffin.